AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Senate has rejected an effort to repeal the health care law. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Supporters of repeal sought to attach it to the must-pass highway bill, but the effort fell far short of the 60 votes that were needed.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 43.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued repeal was vital.
To allow our country to start over fresh with a real health reform proposal.
Democratic leader Harry Reid countered the law is a success.
By all accounts, it's really working and working well.
It was the Senate's first attempt to repeal the law since Republicans took control. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Coast Guard says a boat belonging to two missing 14-year-old fishermen has been found capsized off Florida's Atlantic coast. Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Lehman says the boys have not been found.
One of our boat crews from our station in Cape Canaveral was called to search for these two missing 14-year-olds, and what they found was a capsized boat off the coast of Ponce de Leon Inlet, Florida.
Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos were last seen on Friday in the Jupiter area buying fuel for their 19-foot boat. The boat, the Coast Guard says, will be anchored in place while the search and rescue efforts continue. The five-day humanitarian ceasefire is now in effect in embattled Yemen, where Saudi-led coalition airstrikes have been targeting Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies. The pause is intended to help allow aid to be delivered to ease the suffering of civilians in the Arab world's poorest country. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia now says he's leaning toward supporting the Iranian nuclear deal because the alternative would be war. This is AP Radio News. Swedish authorities briefly detained rapper Snoop Dogg over the weekend. Music correspondent Margie Zarletta has more.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Police outside Stockholm say they stopped a car in which Snoop Dogg was a passenger on Saturday evening after he performed a concert. He was taken to a police station on suspicion of drug use, and he was drug tested. A police spokesman says Snoop was released and free to leave the country, and test results will not be available for some time. Snoop posted a series of videos on Instagram saying he's the victim of racial profiling and there's no case against him. I'm Archie Zarletta.
2 years after his racketeering trial, former Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger is hoping a federal appeals court will overturn his convictions. A three-judge panel of a federal appeals court in Boston will hear oral arguments tomorrow. Bulger is arguing a constitutional error denied him a right to a fair trial. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.